Obenchain says it's happened before, a race so close that after the unofficial votes were counted and favored one candidate, the recount wound up favoring the other candidate. While Herring has claimed victory, Obenchain says it's just posturing, since after all, Herring hasn't given up a Senate seat. But then Obenchain was asked if it's premature to name a transition team.
I'm certainly trying to minimize the level of posturing and make it clear that I'm just interested in making sure that irrespective of which side this coin lands on, that we're in a position to step in and run the office effectively and efficiently come January.
Obenchain says he is concerned about the ballot irregularities in Northern Virginia, in which roughly 2,000 absentee ballots were found at the last minute, shifting the lead toward Herring. But Obenchain says he's not going to cry foul just yet. He wants to see how things play out. The current margin of votes between the two men is less than 0.01%. He would have 10 days after the State Board of Elections meets on November 25th to ask for a recount. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.